Welcome to the ISSA blog. For more fitness-related content, be sure to visit issaonline.com/blog, where we publish articles daily.
Can you do squats if you have bad knees? The basic squat is such a great exercise for so many reasons. It works several muscles, including glutes, hamstrings, and quads. As a compound exercise, you get a more efficient workout in less time. Squatting elevates the heart rate with cardio benefits, and it's a functional movement that improves mobility and stability. Of course, doing a squat involves sinking down into the knees, which can cause pain for some people. Many people with knee problems, from pain to arthritis, can still squat, but with care and modifications. If you're uncertain about squatting and knee health, the best person to ask is your doctor. For clients, insist they talk to their doctors about safe exercises for their specific knee problems. What does it mean to have bad knees? Most people refer to knee pain or poor mobility as having bad knees, but this means a lot of different things. Some of the most common causes of knee pain are injuries, repeated stress, and osteoarthritis associated with aging. Knee overuse and injury. Knee pain can result from both long-term overuse of the joint and acute injuries. A common overuse injury is tendonitis. The tendons are connective tissue linking bones to muscles. Knee tendons can become inflamed and painful. Athletes are particularly vulnerable, but anyone who is active throughout the day may develop tendonitis. Acute injuries to the knee occur suddenly. Anyone can develop these injuries, which include torn cartilage, especially the meniscus, torn ligaments, and strains or sprains of the ligaments or muscles around the knee. Arthritis. Arthritis occurs when cartilage in the joint wears away. Bone rubs on bone, resulting in inflammation and pain. Everyone gets some degree of arthritis as a natural part of aging. This is called osteoarthritis. Arthritis may develop earlier or be worse in people with frequent injuries, or who engage in certain physical activities regularly. Mechanical issues. Problem knees can also result from issues in other parts of the body. For instance, a tight IT band pulls on the knee, causing pain. This is particularly common in distance runners. Pain or injury in the hips or feet may force you to move the knee in a way that causes pain and damage over time. Can you do squats if you have bad knees? Squatting safely. If you or a client have knee issues, but your doctor gives you the go-ahead, proceed with caution. According to the Arthritis Foundation, a good way to start and to take pressure off of the knees is with a wall squat. Resting your back against the wall forces good form as well. You can also make squats safer for bad knees by reducing the range of motion. Squat only as deep as you can go without pain. If you feel pain, shorten the range of motion. What to do if you have pain when squatting? Pain during squatting may have several causes, most often injuries, but poor form can also cause pain. Squats are not inherently dangerous, but bad form is. If you have a client complaining of knee pain during squats, stop and evaluate before they cause damage. If you can't rule out bad form as the cause, be sure they see their doctor for an evaluation. They could have an injury that requires rest or treatment. The best squat variations for bad knees. Good form, wall squats to start, and limited range of motion are all important ways to make squats safer for bad knees. Here are some other modifications and variations to try. Box or chair squats. Using a box is helpful for limiting range of motion, especially if you worry about a client being unable to control their squat depth. Do a squat by lowering down to a box or chair of the appropriate height. You won't be able to go any deeper than the box. Stability ball. If you feel comfortable with wall squats, add a stability ball between your back and the wall. This allows you to increase range of motion, but still provides some support and pressure relief. Wide squats. For a standard squat, feet are typically shoulder width apart. Widen the stance and turn the toes out a little bit more to reduce knee pain. What if you can't do squats at all? Recovery from surgery or an injury, and a doctor's orders are all good reasons to avoid squats entirely, if temporarily. A squat is an efficient strength move, but it's not the only effective one. Try these alternatives to avoid knee pain or making an injury worse. Glute workouts. Squats are great for the glutes, but you can use these exercises to build strength in this big muscle group without stressing the knees. Glute bridges. These work the glute and are simple to progress. Start with a standard bridge to build strength. Then try doing it one leg at a time or adding weight across the hips. Hip thrusters. For even more of a challenge than a glute bridge, try the same movement but with your upper back resting on a bench. Feet flat on the floor and knees bent. Lateral walk. With a resistance band around the ankles, walk side to side, squeezing the glutes as you step. Increase the resistance of the band to progress. Clamshells. This move targets the gluteus medius, an important glute muscle for stability and proper knee alignment. Lying on your side, one leg on top of the other and knees bent, lift the top leg up and squeeze. Add a resistance band around the legs as you get stronger. For the legs, to target the quads and hamstrings, try these exercises. Deadlifts. This is a great hamstring exercise that also targets the glutes and lower back. Add weight to progress. Try single leg deadlifts for stability and a core workout. Stability ball curls. On your back on a mat, rest your calves on a stability ball. Lift your hips up and squeeze. Then roll the ball toward your bottom. You should feel the burn in your hamstrings. Leg extensions. To hit the quads, but keep knees safe, sit on the edge of a chair or bench and lift your legs, straightening but not locking the knees. You can add ankle weights to make this more challenging. Hip strength and mobility. Squats are not just about legs and glutes. They also strengthen and improve mobility in the hip flexors and hip joint. Glute bridges and hip thrusters will help with this, as well as deadlifts. You can also use resistance bands to do knee lifts, which strengthen hip flexors. Add in some hip stretches or yoga sessions to really improve flexibility and mobility in these major joints. This will help stabilize the knees and reduce pain during all kinds of movements. So, can you do squats if you have bad knees, or should you avoid them? There is no simple answer to this question. If you have a client with a knee injury, pain, or arthritis, or who has had knee surgery, urge them to talk to their doctor about this question. It really depends on the individual and the particular knee issue. For many people, squats can actually reduce knee pain over time. If their doctor gives them the go-ahead, work slowly with these clients. Start with a small range of motion and no weights to build strength and mobility. To provide clients with the best topics on issues like this, you need an exceptional education. Try the ISSA Certified Personal Trainer Self-Guided Study Program to launch your career as a successful and in-demand trainer.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this content, feel free to check out our other fitness-related articles at issaonline.com/blog.